flavor.
Homegrown hits is cool as shit.
I love that flavor.
Listen to Homegrown Hits.
Welcome to heaven. It's episode 107 of Homegrown Hits here on a Thursday night. I'll be one of your DMU DJs tonight, DeLorean.
And I'll be another one of your DMU DJs tonight, Mooey Kate Ultra.
Moo. I like that.
Moo. Ooh, it sounded like a haunted cow.
Moo.
Nice. You know, that true story, right before the show, me and Make Heroism were driving, and there was a cow on the loose.
Oh.
So we pulled over, and he corralled it, and we got the farmer to take care of it, because that cow was trying to walk in the street, go through traffic.
Wow.
Wreaking havoc.
That's for Make, corralling a cow.
Yeah, he's good at corralling them wild animals. Well, I guess it's not wild. It's a farm animal, but you know.
Livestock. Yeah.
Livestock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure it wasn't a ghost cow?
It might have been. She was sassy. Oh, she did not want to be back where she was because she escaped the night before too.
Oh.
I almost took her home.
Well, I know what Make was saying. You got to go back. You got to go back, cow.
Yeah.
And tonight,
get back where you came from.
Tonight you guys are getting your fix of decentralized music here with us. We play only DMU all the time. If you're listening to Homegrown Hits, you know if you like a song, you got to boost it because those sats are going straight to the artist. 99% of them. 1% hangs back here so we can thank you at the end of the show. And we have a lot of good music lined up for you tonight. So we will hop back into it with the trusted Levitate.
Your party, you heard the scene. I look so ugly, you throw me in the street. I was so lonely, but now I need you here. I'm hungry for you, baby. Don't let me disappear. Your eyes, you do weird things to me.
Yeah, are you levitating? Did Make levitate that cow?
To get I think it to so. Move?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm definitely levitating right now.
Yeah, me too, after that track. And I failed to mention, we opened the show with some Dave's Not Here. Something in the water. Something in the water has gotten to me, I tell you what.
Yeah, that's a spooky one. I like it.
Yeah, this is a real good spooky one.
We're playing some of our more spooky tunes here in the decentralized land tonight, because next week we have a special episode and we'll be playing all of his music, Jimmy V.
Yeah, that'll
be
fun. Jimmy V in the hitter.
Yeah.
Next week on the eve of Halloween.
Ooh, mischief night.
Yeah, mischief night. And I bet that we're going to be getting into some mischief.
Definitely.
With that guy? Psh. Oh, but the Trusted, so good. They just pump you up, all their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Good energy songs, good workout tunes, good getting your ass out of bed, alarm clock music.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I feel like I just had a cup of coffee.
Yeah, me too. And I needed it. I've been on the run, trying to get ready to roll out of FEMA Region 1 tomorrow.
Yeah, what time are you guys heading out on the trek back to Kansas City?
As soon as possible. As early as possible. The Bolettes have been, you know, spoiled because they've been able to sleep in and have really late nights.
Aww.
But we got to get all the way down to Pennsylvania tomorrow and see you. So.
Yeah, you got a date with me and a cheesesteak.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I'm so excited. I already got a cheesesteak once in Pennsylvania, and I'm doing it again. And I'm living for it. I can taste it already.
Yeah. This will be the official one.
Yeah, that's right. The real deal. And hey, you hitters out there are the real deal. You know how the show goes. It's value for value. That's why you got to support the artists. You got to support the show if you like it. Send a boost. Send a nice little Boostagram message. You can even give us a call or send in some pictures for us to enjoy. We got a jingle for it, in case you forgot.
On the number 213-839-8668. 213-839-8668.
That's right. 213-839-8668. That's the number. Call or text if you're great. I want to hear some spooky stories. You can text them.
Yeah.
Put them in the chat. Hi, hitters in the chat. Or call.
You can send us photos, too.
Yeah. Spookiest photos you've taken. Man. And we got some songs to give you some time to do that. Starting off with another one from Sacré Coeur. This is Bad Boys 3.
Come up to me for this shit. See you in Tokyo, bitch. Some people are vain. Some people are aware. Some people make money on others' welfare. Oh, you can try to tie me up as a fly. Try to make me go.
is. I mean, it's an action-packed day on the flight, right?
Insomniac the Sleeper with Gocktober for ya. Did I say the Sleeper? I think he's sleepless.
I thought you did it on purpose when I thought about it.
You might be sleeping on Insomniac, but don't. That heavy metal and rap. Oh man, I love that.
I love that little riff at the end.
Yeah.
Seals the deal for me.
And those dirty, dirty lyrics for October. Yep. That's the way I like it. I also like that little...
Harv Hat sent 3,333 sats and says, ghost emoji.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Harv Hat.
Oh, yeah. And ghost emoji to you too, sir.
Yeah. Ghost be going boo in the hitter. Love it. Thanks, Harv Hat. I'm glad that you showed up, Malcolm. We missed you.
Yeah, I was getting worried there. I thought Malcolm was a ghost.
I know. Last week he was choking on some food or something. Jeez.
Yeah.
He's having a rough couple of weeks. But, you know, travel is hard. Being in different places is hard. And Malcolm gets kind of thrown around with us as we move about.
Yes. Yes. He goes through it all.
That's right.
A trooper.
Yep. Glad you're not a ghost, Malcolm.
And I want to say, though, you have something waiting for you at your place, a vinyl. Malachi sent both of us a wonderful Street Clones vinyl. I got mine the other day. I haven't opened it yet. Ooh. I guess I was waiting
excited. Oh, yeah. We'll open it together.
Yeah.
Together apart.
But... It is safe. Yeah.
Safely alone together. And effectively.
effectively alone and together safely. But I, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks so much to Malachi for sending that to us. Super sweet. We're very excited.
Yeah, we are. Thank you, Malachi. I heard it's a colorable slip on it, a cover. That's probably the right word. So very excited to see everyone's coloring that gets done and excited to hear a track off of it on vinyl. But for now, here it is for you through the hitter, Wicked Mind from Street Clones.
With your thoughts in a wicked
Oh, I bet all the hitters can take it. I bet all the hitters can take it. Just saying. They like to stay hard out there. Tough.
Stay tough. And get your crayons out, because this album you can color yourself. And Bud Tender made a suggestion in the chat that I like. You see everybody's coloring ins of that album for those who purchase it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. A giant gallery of all the colors, all the coloring.
Yeah.
And jacket. Was the word I was looking for.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. But yeah, you can go to their Bandcamp, Street Clones, and they have it for sale there.
Tight.
Now it's different colors.
We got to get them selling it for sats, too.
Mm-hmm.
Street Clones, awesome. Putting it out there. Yeah, I'm excited to see everyone's creativity come to play. It's a good winter activity, you know? Now's a perfect time to get this vinyl. Listen to it, go crazy.
Make a good Christmas gift.
Ooh, yeah. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge, hitters. You all know someone that needs it. And Street Clones is one of those bands where they just have a classic sound. I think you could slip them into your granddad's playlist and they'd just be like, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, you should. And I don't know why I thought you were going to say slip it in your granddad's drink. And I was like, yeah.
That's even better.
Get him knocked up. Wait, that's not what you say when you... I don't know.
Straight to the noggin. Granddad,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all the granddads out there. We just want you to have a good time listening to some new old rock.
That's right. We're just demu-pilling them. You know? It's not date rape. It's demu. But I have found that just slipping songs... When someone has like a playlist of oldies or whatever going, something they're comfortable with, if you can get to the, you know, device that's running it and just slip in a couple demu songs, it really hits hard and it works. And they'll sometimes be like, hey, what was that song? It's very easy when Christmas time comes around to fit certain, you know, it's Christmas time again. I'll just say it's Christmas time again. Everyone knows that song. I don't think you realize this, but everyone knows that song. They only have to hear the beginning of it, and it seems to be already written on our hearts somewhere. So now we're going to do it with the Halloween songs, the spooky-ooky tracks.
Yeah, and we need more. We need more of it. You know, my mom was freaking playing Christmas songs last week, and I was like, Mother, it is not that time, and I am not even the strictest. I am very liberal when it comes to Christmas music. People would disagree. I'm far too liberal with my Christmas music playing because I'm like, hey, it's November 1st. Who cares? You know, it's the 21st century. You know,
yeah.
I heard. But come on, you gotta wait until after Halloween. You got to.
Yeah, we want to hear our Halloween playlists right now.
Exactly. And there's plenty of Halloween tracks and quite a few demu tracks, some of which you're going to be hearing tonight.
That's right. And we've got way more lined up for you. We need more Thanksgiving tracks, though. Thanksgiving just slips under the radar year after year. It's a great holiday.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know we got Cooper Friendly Feel Good Group.
Yep. You sure do. Demu's got it covered. You'll be thankful with us continuing the Demu week after week for all your holiday needs. Yeah, I heard Christmas music in a store the other day and was a little like, whoa.
At Jim Eve sent 333 and says, how come we don't have New Year's music?
Oh, yeah. Need some new
tunes.
All
we have is Auld Lang Syne.
That's right.
And I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's all we have. What's the deal with that?
Come on,
1999.
Tony Bray sent 3,333 sats and says, I'm going to release the app to the public on the 1st.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I need testers.
Nice.
He needs testers, everybody. Find Sir Libre. Test that app out. That music app, please.
That's right. Be there and show them the bugs when you find them.
Yes.
You can test now.
No.
You can test later.
He needs extra eyes.
Yeah.
So, but thank you for boosting in, Jimmy V. Can't wait to chat with you next week.
Yeah.
And Sir Libre, good luck with that app.
Yeah, thank you. You can check it out right now at test.v4vmusic.com. And you heard it here first on the first. It'll be released to the public. I am sure excited for that. Having more places to point people to listen to DMU. Because you might want to look up this next album if you haven't listened to it in full yet. Well, now's a perfect season to do so. This is Survival Guide with Stay Dead off of the album Death Dreams.
There's a living ghost that's haunting me. He doesn't even know I can plainly see. I don't judge up the dead, leave them instead. Keeping all the stories straight in my head, no. Try so hard, but I'll always be free. I think you work so hard, but all you really do is lie. You're setting me a trap, guessing I'll snap. Crawling on the floor, waiting for my scraps, yeah. Yeah.
was Vance Lotta with Mysterious Places off of Love in Its Purest Form. Another great album you should be listening to all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't picked a favorite
really
track.
Really sets the scene.
Yeah.
That's off a good of, one. Love in Its Purest Form.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard.
I
go ahead.
I was going to say, for me, I'm such a sucker for the hits.
Yeah.
Joyride was the single, and it was the first one I listened to, and I saw the music video for it. And I think that's it for me. I think that's the one.
It's so good. It's so good, but so is like Purple Nights.
You see, like, I think of you and I think of Purple Nights.
Yeah, and Gin. I also really love Hatchet.
That's a good one.
Cotton Gin. Who we got to hang out with again this week.
Yeah. You guys, what'd you do? Get some ice cream.
We did.
You went to Spirit of Halloween. You actually went inside it.
Yeah. Ooh.
Instead of just hanging out outside of it in the rain.
That's
like
right.
We did.
That's right. We honored the animatronics inside. And we hung out at a playground, too. That was fun. But did you know there's a Spirit of Christmas store coming out, coming around?
It's like new?
I don't know. It's the first that I'm hearing of it. They're doing
it. Sounds demonic.
Yeah. Spirit of Christmas past.
I guess it's not. I guess it's just Scrooge reference. I don't know. I don't know why that just creeped me out. I'm intrigued. No, this is new for me, and I'm looking it up now.
I expect Christmas animatronics. Good ones. Not ones where Santa Claus has poles for legs and kind of falls apart quickly like you see at the hardware stores. I want some good Christmas animatronics.
Okay, the Christmas decorations are scaring me more than the Halloween ones this year at the hardware store.
Oh, yeah? I haven't
gotten
a taste yet.
They're scary.
Oh, no.
Soulless.
Why are they making things so big? Everything's getting bigger.
They're compensating. They're compensating. And they're... everybody's kind of... what's the word? I feel like everybody, like, the world is collectively coping for some elephant in the room that's going on, and they cope with inflatables and with plastic skeletons.
Yeah. The plastic skeletons are everywhere. The biggins. It's like everyone picked them up on clearance last year, and they're like, yay, we have them. And then the people who spend a bunch of money on new decorations, they have like five different types of big skeletons. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And
it's wild.
They're going to have to put Christmas hats on them or like little pilgrim hats for Thanksgiving, because I don't know where they could ever possibly keep them.
Well, I'm not going to complain about that.
Same.
Maybe they could get it. Little. What are the things? I can't think of the word, but the turkeys have the little. What's it called?
Little dingle dangly.
The Gibbler. the Kimmy Gibbler.
Hanging thing.
Why can't
on turkey? That's what I'm gonna search.
I know this word though. I should know it. It's just not with me, and I have to
a
accept
snood?
That.
Is it the snood?
That's new
sound
trivia,
right.
Factoid for me. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss character.
Oh, there's Wattles.
The snood who stole Thanksgiving. Wattles, maybe that. But I always called it. Not the right word, then. I called it not the right word. I think I was thinking of, like, giblets when I said Gibbler earlier, but I still... All this feels wrong. I claim this is a Mandela effect. They changed all of the turkey terminology.
Yeah.
Tell us there's a lot of turkey terminology that's been changing.
Yeah. I think I always called it a Gibbler. Or, no, Gibbler. I don't know. Now I'm... I'm trapped. I'm Mary Kate Olchred successfully.
I called it a Kimmy.
The dingle dangle. Okay. The hitters, chime in. Tell us what you call the flappy, hangy, red thing on the turkey. And we will play you.
The Pope's nose.
I like snood, though. That's a fun one. Okay, we're going to play you Dragon's Eye from Edwin Williamson.
Before I discovered Bitcoin, I always was just like, well, it's
princes to the abyss. How long ago we journeyed to this land of old. Forever we'll wander black sky. Ay, 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 ay. Ah, sails were told, a warning those who search. The dragon lives in my eye, 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 eye. The birds that pass our bars at mass rave a cursed melody, an omen to the whirlwind who outnumbers. We rage across the bloody sea of death-defying mystery, chanting ancient words against the thunder. So long ago we journeyed to this land of old. Forever we'll wander black sky. Aye, aye.
Beautiful one. I love that piano at the end. In my imagination, there was some ocarina in there as well.
It's in that one, even though it was. Yeah! It's very spooky. I love it.
Yeah. So good. Today I learned that Pope's nose is a real name for a part of a bird.
I'm telling you, it's all made up.
Yeah.
They're making up new terms as we speak. they're renaming them. I know the Wattle one. I don't like that because that was my first Mandela effect for this. It was, I don't remember when I heard it, but I was like, there's no way that that's right.
It's something with a G. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Maybe we know the turkey language version of it.
Gobble gobble. Just call it the gobbler. I don't know. Turkeys, man. They're weird.
Yeah.
And they're big. And they wander around the south shore of Massachusetts sometimes.
Aww.
That's kind of cute. How was your week?
My week was great. Jeez. I'm trying to think about, we didn't have homegrown hits last week, but we did. My timing is so strange right now. I feel a lot of energy out there and I'm enjoying it. I'm riding it, having a great time, making art, having fun with people. We did Hyperspace Out on Sunday. That was super fun. It was nice. Sharpie did end up popping in with Hey Citizen. They were beautiful. Aww. Hanging out together. You love to see it.
So there was love off the radio. Maybe about the same time we were playing it. Yay.
Yep. Cool. I think so. Cool. But yeah, it's a good week overall. No complaints. Nice. And I'm very excited for tomorrow to see you and the gang again.
Oh, me too. Me too. We had some Halloween lights tours with my grandpa as captain, and Cotton Gin got to ride with us. That was the spirit of Halloween trip. Yeah, it was a great time. And other than that, I've been eating good food and seeing good people. Like right before the show, my grandma put together a basically surprise family get together with the Italian side of my family. And Mama I was Mia. Like, man, I gotta go in an hour, right? And then it's like 45 minutes. I'm like, I really need to start going. And then it's like 30 minutes later and I'm like, I have to go, but I love you all. And I'm sorry I don't live closer. But you know how we Italians get when you start talking, it just keeps going.
Yep.
But it was great. It was good. My cousins brought their motorcycles. So each of my kids took a turn hopping up on the motorcycle, taking pictures on it.
It was a great time.
And we had great pizza. Would recommend, if you're in this area, checking out Dough-licious Pizza in Berkeley. I always forget the name once I go back to the KC area. But it's my favorite pizza place around here. You can get literally anything. And the owner is coming up with new pizzas every single day. So he wasn't there this time. But the last time we went, he was like, I'm making a 4th of July pizza. It's got corn dogs and mustard on it. You want to try it? I was like, hell yeah, I'll try it.
What?
But I go for a a simple, I think it's called hot honey chicken wow or something like that. And it's got all the peppers on it. It's got like a hot honey drizzle on top. It's got like a buffalo sauce underneath and some good chicken. It's solid. Sweet and spicy.
Mm-mm.
The way I like it.
Yeah, I got to try that place next time we ever get up to that area.
Yeah, dude.
Or down or up and down or to the side of
That's
us.
Right. Left and right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take you on a date. I'll mark it in a note that says, next time you're in FEMA Region 1, take Mary Kate Ultra here.
And bring candles.
Oh, yeah. They have kids stuff there, too, which is neat. Like, they got a bunch of toys and coloring books, and it's like one of the very few kid-welcoming establishments. You know? Like, I feel like they used to all be like that.
Yeah. It's gotten pretty bleak, but I'm glad that they had that.
Yeah, me too. We were walking around Plymouth the other night again, and I was noticing a bunch of signs on doors that said "No children allowed." I was like, "Wow,
where in life?"
Yeah, there are breakable like, things. I mean, there were some smoke shops where it's like, "Yeah, sure," but there were lots of like antique stores and stuff that said no children allowed. I'm just like, damn, never seen that one before.
Well, you hate to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. But what's not sad is the golden oldies of DMU. This comes off of one of the oldest DMU albums out there, and it's a very spooky tune featuring some scream males. This is Willow Brown from Abel and the Wolf.
When my spirits go on, when my head forgets her coming, we're under the stars.
Song kind of sounds like a dream sometimes.
Definitely. Especially the end. I'm loving all the endings of the songs tonight, especially.
Yeah.
Trailing just out, telling a story, and leaving you wanting more.
It's very Halloween. Halloween's almost here.
And I know, it's almost over.
I know, it comes and then it has like a strong, ominous ending, and then it's November, and you're like, wait, what happened?
Yep.
Now it's Day of the Dead. Oops, I lost you there for a minute.
Their costume. Whoop!
Okay.
Am I here?
You're back. You're asking about costumes?
Okay, good, good, good. Yes, I know. They got tons of costumes that they like to pick between.
Yeah.
Do they have anything set?
Yeah, we have had a family plan since last Halloween to go as the Super Mario Brothers as a group. And so the girls are going to be the princesses, Daisy and Peach. The boys are going to be Mario and Luigi. And Smokey is going to be Toad. And Spence and I are going to be Bowser and Bowsette. So we get the whole crew.
Wow, nice. That's awesome. Aw.
But yeah, you heard how excited they were about all the costumes they can pick from. I'm like, no, guys, we have a plan. And the plan is staying in place. But I try to make them decide the Halloween before. It gives me time to get everything in order, you know?
Right. Yeah, you can make it super cool.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you don't want... The crazy story is...
Last minute.
Yeah, or you just have to buy one off the shelf, and it's that cheapo, thin material, and then you're freezing all night. It's like, come on.
Yeah, super expensive and cheap.
Yeah. Dude, the prices are insane this year. I guess they're getting worse every year as the dollar loses its value. But...
Mm-hmm.
The one of the earliest Halloweens for our girls, I think they were like 4 and 2, because Asina was walking, but kind of waddling, like, or toddling along, and they loved Bluey. So I hand-stitched, like, Bluey onesies that could zip up, and no one knew who they were. They were like, what cute dogs! And now, you know, Bluey is freaking everywhere. Everyone knows Bluey. And I still have those old costumes and I think about it all the time. I'm like, that was so special.
Wow. Ahead of the curve.
Yeah. It took me so long to make them because I only pull out my sewing machine for, you know, like when I have to, basically, which is Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, how do I do this again? I have to like relearn how to set it up. And I'm like, okay, let's go. So if you look at the stitching on the inside, it's like a horror show. But on the outside, it all looked pretty good. And they were nice
and
warm.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's inspiring, though, because I'd like to know how to sew clothing properly and make clothing, just because I think it's one of those things that's a good skill to have.
Totally.
And it's nice to think, like, oh, you learn it, and then you can, you know, you can relearn it.
Yeah,
later. I've taken classes, I've made stuff, but it's my heart's not in it.
Yeah.
I need to get my heart in it. Make something that I like.
Yep. That's what the kids did to me. Forced me to have to sew, which is good. It is good because I have... Oop, I lost you again.
Yep, I lost you too.
Ah, man. I was just going to say I have dreams of just sewing my own wardrobe. You know, because it's like, I know what I want to wear, but I don't see
Same.
It out there. So
yes, I want utopian jumpsuits.
I'd buy one from
Every
you.
Every day, the same jumpsuit. Yeah. Maybe a different color. Maybe. Everybody Ooh. Gets assigned a color.
But
I keep going to the stores and finding jumpsuits that they're not what I want.
Mm.
They're made for a dystopia that I don't agree with.
Yeah, I picked one up. It's not that functional. I need more pockets.
Yeah.
Pockets plus plus.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, on Wednesdays we wear pink, so everyone has to have one pink jumpsuit. I just showed...
Okay, yeah, sure.
I forced the girls to watch Mean Girls, and they're too little for it. They were just horrified. And I was sitting there, and I was like, I think this might be one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I think I know it by heart. It's also like after going through public school, it's you know,
relatable.
It hits different.
Yeah, it's like an anthropologic comedy. It's so good.
Yeah, it's accurate.
Also so good. Hitters that send in song requests. That's right. If there's a song you want to hear, you can go on over to homegrownhits.xyz and fill out the form like Chad F. did. He wants to hear Disco Girl from Ben Kai, and boy, do I have it for you.
Dancing Disco Girl in your retro jeans you've had since you were 17. Your head is filled with all
wake me. Daydream, she's a daydream. Don't wake me. Sunflower eyes, I'm hypnotized. Can't get that disco girl off my mind. Daydream, she's a daydream. Don't wake me. Daydream, she's a daydream. Don't wake me. Sunflower eyes, I'm hypnotized. Can't get that disco girl off my mind. I love how you care for the trees, how you've always been so sweet. Imagine your life with me. That's where I'd like to be. I wanna be with you. Become your rhythm and blues. The song that's stuck in your head. Someone you never forget. Daydream, she's a daydream. Don't wake me. Daydream, she's a daydream. Don't wake me. Sunflower eyes, I'm hypnotized. Can't get that disco girl off my mind. Daydream, she's a daydream. Don't wake me. Daydream, she's a daydream. Don't wake me. Sunflower eyes, I'm hypnotized. Can't get that disco girl.
Well, I'll tell you what, being in the hitter is a daydream. It's always so good to be back. And it's always a rough week when we miss one.
Yep.
And we're also disco girls, so, you know, it all adds up.
We are. Thank you, Chada, for sending that in.
Yeah, and thank you, Ben Kai, for writing a song about us. It's touching.
Yeah, very touching.
Add it to the M plus D playlist. Or I guess it'd be MKU plus DL forever playlist.
Oh, I didn't even think about that playlist. Have we talked about this playlist? And I just completely forgot about it.
Maybe this was a secret I was supposed to keep to myself.
Well, I like it.
Yeah, I'll share it with you. That's it's exciting. Not public. But there's a lot of hits
in
there.
Real?
Oh, yeah.
What the heck? You just came out with all of it.
I got a lot of playlists, and none of them are published. They're all
for me. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Besides the playlists we bring you on Thursdays, of course, those are public. And I think Chad F. has even gone about turning each episode into a playlist of songs.
Yeah, he has.
It's pretty sweet. Ooh.
And you know it's
Thursday when there's a new DMU coming out from Hash Power Music. Today they released a track from Vicious Clay called Lip Shape. And I also just saw another song request come in. So as we play Lip Shape, we will get that song request loaded up for you to enjoy. I'm looking about, you know how I literally said before the show, because I'm a flying by the seat of my pants here, hey, if there's any issues, I'm just gonna have to deal with it on the show. And now is one of those times where Lip Shape MP3 is empty, no sound, but I know how to get it, guys. Yes.
Oh, okay, good. I was just gonna say something happened. I want to start a playlist of all the times that we already have a song picked out to play and people request it, because I love that synchronicity there. I feel like it happens a lot, and it happens with Weirdo lot.
He's on our weird wavelength.
Yes, and I just had a feeling. I had a feeling, and he sent in another song request. I'm not going to spoil it, but it was going to be the other track that I was split between.
Whoa. So you didn't have to be split. Weirdo sent in the request and got it in for you.
Nice. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who knows? They all know. All the hitters know.
It's true. They have all been Mary-Kate Ultra'd successfully. So our thoughts are their thoughts, and their thoughts are our thoughts. All right.
They pass through the programming with flying colors.
It's beautiful. And so is Vicious Clay. This is Lip Shape.
See it before you go and say goodbye. Kiss them softly. You fly high as a kite. Feel it in you. Take
It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sunset has begun. A night like this is all right. That's got me deep in sin. It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sun's down, now let's play. The moon's out, let the guns out. Don't you know this is our day? It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sunset has begun. A night like this is all right. Fast, but we land on the beach within. It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sun's down, now let's play. The moon's out, let the guns out. That will light up the night with a flame.
Says the moon's out, time to let the goons out. The loons laugh in the background, and the flames light up the whole town.
Just look in my eyes, see the devil inside. Does it feel you were afraid? It's a wonderful night. We'll name all the tops of the flames of the sky. It's a beautiful scene, raise a tear to my eye. Grab on the match, and a gas or a lighter. Smoke in the face to go higher. Just wanna burn it all down to the ground, to the world, to a fucking fire. Yeah, wearing our black, driving around, got the squad in the back. Yeah, we looking for trouble for that. We got an act, didn't need COVID-19 to put on a mask. Yeah. Set my skills, I spikes in the flux, but a pattern is looking just right. And the snipes like a perch for the facts of the goons and the loons. Under the moon, we're like, I'm still gonna find you, I'm right behind you. Statue, you are gonna figure us up with the might of a kaiju. I'm still gonna find you, I'm right behind you. Statue, you are gonna figure us up with the might of a kaiju. It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sunset, let's begin. This is all right, that's got me deep in sin. It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sun's down, now let's play. The moon's out, let the guns out. Don't you know this is our day? It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sunset, let's begin. A night like this is all right, that's where we land on the beach within. It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sun's down, now let's play. The moon's out, let the guns out. That will light up the night with a flame.
Says the moon's out, time to let the goons out. The loons laugh in the background, and the flames light up the whole town.
Yikers! Get with the sauce like a spotty kid, that was my ass in it. Burning your curtains, speed, I am a narcissist. When it comes up to the firework, back in Batman, I'm operating on the tire. You can't hide it, you're dead, it's in front of the fire. See, turn on while stay with the heat like a thermal. Infected by brains, virus, and it's all terminal. I'm with your name on it, heard that you want to smoke. You disappear at this time, and you will be no hokey spoke. Where did she fucking roll, checking the fucking joke? Miss me with okie doke. This woman, my body parts, and they be found in the Pocono. Shuffle the grog, you get sick, you get right, it's an open door. It's no homie, don't play, I'm not joking. Shit on me like an octocrown, and I'm done like an open hole. Killing the fire, my shit went off of your arsenal. Sick of your penises, get your skull when it comes to being an nemesis. Stupid ass bitch, I'm an arch for show. Putting down biggest and buggers who watching the RG show. You missed the ticket, you want the big spring, you know the entire new summer. This is an RG, ho. Fuck, I'm not a shell.
It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sunset, let's begin. This is all right, that's got me deep in sin. It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sun's down, now let's play. The moon's out, let the guns out. Don't you know this is our day? It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sunset, let's begin. A night like this is all right, that's where we land on the beach within. It's Devil's Night, it's Devil's Night. The sun's down, now let's play. The moon's out, let the guns out. That will light up the night with a flame. Says the moon's out, time to let the goons out. The loons laugh in the background, and the flames light up the whole town.
Devil's Night, Devil's Night, fucking get my devil ride. The city hella fried, guarded up like cellulite. Devil's Night, Devil's Night, fucking get my devil ride. The city hella fried, guarded up like cellulite.
Kick back for the fake design, kick back for the future and different time. With the timeline switch, wanna stick an eye. Figure in this thing, play with your life. Back to the past, but I'm from the future. Where the objectives are hunt the humans. Now you're looking back like what you're doing. But I'm looking back like nothing, no bitch.
Devil's Night is every night, it never actually ends. We left the faculty split, this won't go black that we get. Your life is nothing and I choke on when it happens. People always thinking it could never happen again.
And that one's going out to all the gals and ghouls from Weirdo. Thank you, Weirdo. Double Insomniac. That's a good night. Every night is Devil's Night. That's why the ending of Halloween is never so satisfying, I suppose.
It always does feel, I don't know, deflated. I always feel deflated the next day.
It's all those ghoulies coming out to play, sucking your energy.
And again, that's why you got to start right up with the Christmas music.
That's right.
Yeah, true. That's probably what it is.
Let the spirit of Christmas deep inside you. I already have it. Every day is Christmas here in the Hatter. All right. It wouldn't be Homegrown Hits without a continuing ask Matt the Tall anything. So he said, to answer DeLorean's question, here's the set list for this fair. It starts off with Hometown Scenery, then he's playing Tarantella Napolitano, then The Stables, Skyboat Song, Sunny, Wild Rover, Wayfaring Stranger, though he notes it's a different variation than the recording. I want to hear all of this. Elf Song Tavern, and then the last one, he has a bunch of question marks and says, we'll leave this one as a mystery since I'd like to surprise the hitters with the recorded version when it's ready.
Ooh. Yay!
Hell yeah. He says, for Mary-Kate, I haven't been to Massachusetts yet, though I'd certainly like to at some point in the indeterminate future. And he says, since I can't pull off taking a photo before today's show, I have a couple of, well, many, photos I took in Thailand on a trip about 2 years ago. I'm going to post... Oh, he says, in hindsight, that last parenthetical should have read the many instead of just many, but no editing after send with SMS. That's right. Texts are forever. Well, people listening in post are going to be spoiled because the pictures will be showing right now as you're listening. But haters in the chat are going to have to wait for the post show for me to get them up because things are moving real slow here.
Uh-huh.
But now is the time when...
I like to read the boostergrams.
That's right, because we got to thank all the hitters who have supported these artists and supported us here at Homegrown Hits. And Mary-Kate Ultra, I'm just passing the Heliar pad in your direction.
That's right. And I would like to start it all off by thanking our streamers. So they listen to our show and they stream sets to us passively or aggressively or lovingly as they listen. It's really cool. Matt the Tall, he always streams sets to us when he listens to the published episode. So he was listening to episode 106 through Fountain last week. Thank you very much, our good sir.
Thank you.
And then we had Chad F. via Castomatic, also listening to the published episode. Thank you. We have Eric PP through CurioCaster. He's listening live right now. You can feel his presence as he is sending it to us. You can feel Eric PP. Thanks, Eric PP. And Hey Citizen as well through Castomatic.
Thank you, Eric.
I feel all those sets streaming. All right. And now for the... we had... well, this was actually in the published episode of last week, episode 106. Chad F. sent 3 sets via Castomatic. And he was boosting Don't Feel Bad by Survival Guide. And he said M++. Given her karma in our chat room.
Nice.
And it was so nice, he sent it twice, 333 sats again during Don't Feel Bad by Survival Guide. M++ indeed. Thank you, Chad F. Then we got 777 sats from Salty Crayon via Podcast Guru. And he was boosting episode 106, the Satellite Spotlight rendition of Feel Good by Mookie.
Nice.
Really love this live version from Mookie, Feel Good. Always a great track to throw on the digital vinyl. I like that digital vinyl.
Yeah. Thank you, Salty.
Thanks, Salty. And then we got 333 sats from Jimmy V via Fountain, episode 106. Thank you so much for all your support. I'm looking forward to joining yous soon. And we are looking forward to having yous join us.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy time. I hope you understand. We're crazy ladies, but we're very happy to have you on.
Yes, we are.
Heck yeah. Thank
you, Jimmy. It's going to be wild.
It's going to be great. And then we got 500 sats from Street Clones. Hey!
Woo!
Via Fountain. Episode 106, and they boosted Where They Never Say Your Name by Laura. Good stuff. Dale G approved. And also sent the closed eye laughing smiley emoji. Well, I'm glad that Dale Gribble approved.
Yeah, me too.
The vocals just sound so much like Dale Gribble, and it's just so amazing to me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Super jealous. I wish I could do that. And thank you for boosting it, and thank you for the sending me and DeLorean those vinyls. We really appreciate it. It's really freaking cool.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, guys.
And then we got 100 sats from Make Heroism.
Hey,
via Fountain. This was the first boost of episode 107, and he said, good, 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 sure, sure, sure. Indeed.
Yeah, that about sums up the pre-show.
Thank you, Make. yeah, exactly. Then we got Kilo Romeo Plus Plus.
Hey,
boosted 420 sats. And he said, in the hitter via Podcast Guru. In the hitter, Kilo Romeo.
In the hitter, thank you.
And I know, you know, I thought that I had, I think that is it, except for Bully Steed boosted in via Fountain. She boosted 1, 2, 3, 4 sats. I like that number.
Nice.
Count Dracula boost for Emily Whitehurst Blood Perfume on Homegrown Hits.
Ooh.
That sounds like a song request.
Yeah, it does. I'll cue it up. We'll get it played for you at the end of the show.
Thank you, Bully. And I think that everybody else was boosting while we were talking. I think that's it.
Nice, Malcolm.
If we missed anything, we will make up for it, for sure.
That's right. And hey, we got to ask Matt the Tall a question. But my question is going to be a demand. Hey, Matt the Tall,
yeah.
Ask a question for Jimmy V, since he's going to be in the hitter with us next week.
Yeah, I like that.
Ooh, you could ask him to share. I had another idea. You'd ask him to share a spooky story.
Yeah. Have you ever had a spooky thing happen to you? That's my question.
Nice. Yeah.
And then you'll answer it.
I see there's a voicemail.
I don't know why I said that like that.
And
what?
I see there's a voicemail, and I think I'm going to hold it off because we have a shoddy connection right now. I don't want you to miss any voicemails. We're going to hold it for next week, but I would implore the hitters to call in with spooky stories. I don't care if it happened to you or you heard it third hand or it's an urban legend. I want to hear some spooky stories next Thursday. Maybe see some spooky pictures that we can share with Jimmy V on the eve of Halloween.
Yeah.
But until then, I will be on the road, but still, your DMU doll, DeLorean.
And I will be off the road hanging out with your DMU doll.
Hey.
I'll be Mary-Kate Ultra.
And this was the hit of 2024. It's Mellow Cassette with Damn Good Haunting.
Can you promise? I love the way you're putting it above me. It's your turn, prove that you love me. My words become your scriptures. Got the best evidential pictures. I know you better than you do. You know how much I protect you. Decision as you execute my vision.